Welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Chris Cherniak. Joining me, co-host Melissa Marstead. And in studio for our third and final guest, last 10 minutes or so, is Carolyn Wara. She's the executive director with Recycle Utah. And Troy Holding, he is operations manager with Recycle Utah. And you're here to talk a little bit about, I'm hoping, some things going on there with respect to some of the housing materials,
yes,
and construction materials you get. Troy, want to talk a little bit about what's happening there?
Yes. So as some people know, we are partnered with the Reuse People of America.
I didn't know that. What? You partnered with the Reuse People of America.
Yes. Okay. So they do deconstructions on homes. So instead of someone hiring a demolition crew to come in and just destroy the house if they're remodeling or building a new one, they go in and they take apart the house board by board, and they bring us the materials. That way they can find a second life. As of right now, we have got a ton of lumber at the center. Everything from TGI joists to 2x4s, 2x6s. I have kitchen cabinets, granite countertops, and from what they tell me, it's just going to continue coming.
What?
Yeah.
And where do you put all this?
Well, if you come in, you'll see right away it's in our lot.
It's in your lot.
Yes.
So, and actually, that's why you're here, because you need to get the word out that this material is available for sale.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have people coming in. I have someone that's been coming in frequently. He's building a treehouse for his kids. So you just never know what kind of project people are going to come up with. And we have all the material.
And what size of home was that? I mean, how much material are you talking about? What's, you know, give us a sense of some of this timber.
The largest house we've had was 15,000 square feet. That was last year. Yeah. So
yeah, my body language, 15,000 square feet.
Yes.
Right, first, a home, 50,000 square feet. All right. That's another story for another time. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, Reuse People of America literally took this home apart, mm-hmm, in a way that the material can be reused, and then they deliver to you flatbed or so. Mm-hmm. And then other builders come and check it out, give you a price, haggle a bit back and forth.
Yes.
And out it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always cheaper than new, of course. And people come in all the time and they tell me they can't believe every nail has been removed from the boards.
That's the level of work they do.
The attention to detail that they have when they're pulling the houses apart is amazing, to the point where I actually bought a bunch of the wood myself, and my father-in-law framed our entire basement using this wood. And he told me, he's like, I cannot believe how straight these boards are and how easy to work with, because new lumber is usually still wet. So it's heavier and it's a little bit more difficult to work with. This lumber has been, you know, in a home for 15, 20 years, and it's more manageable.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
What else besides lumber is there other appliances and such? Is that included?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll get almost brand new refrigerators, dishwashers, you know, anything that is in the home,
electrical,
they'll donate to us.
Fixtures,
mm-hmm,
HVAC parts or so.
Yeah, full furnaces, water heaters, all of it, water softeners, yes.
Wow, okay. And like you say, you're only on a quarter acre, right, Carolyn?
Yeah, very small.
You're tight to begin with, and now you have these homes, material from these homes coming in. You're saying there's more coming. So get on over to Recycle Utah, mm-hmm, for the big after Labor Day weekend blowout housing material extravaganza.
And the great thing about this program and all the stuff that comes to us is we sell the material, and that helps us cover the costs of getting many of your items recycled. You know, we do pay to get most plastics recycled. The markets are kind of not at an awesome place right now. So really, the more of this kind of stuff we can sell helps us cover our recycling costs. So it's kind of win-win for everybody. The Reuse People of America, they give us 80% of what they take in. We give them 20%. If you are thinking about doing a remodel and you tell them Recycle Utah sent them, we get 100%. And that's happened before. There's been a couple remodels in town.
Say that again. If you're thinking.
So if you're thinking of doing a remodel in your house, you should contact the Reuse People of America.
Oh.
Tell them Recycle Utah sent you. and we'll get 100% of everything from your house. Wow. And as a homeowner doing a remodel, you're either going to pay for this stuff to go to the landfill, and you'll pay a tipping fee at the landfill for it to be disposed of. You'll pay transportation to the landfill, or you pay Reuse People America to make sure it's reused and resold, and you're supporting Recycle Utah. So Reuse People America does a great job trying to estimate both costs of, like, if you're going to a landfill, it would cost X dollars.
Right.
If you were going to use us to deconstruct and bring it to Recycle Utah, it's going to cost X dollars. You know, the homeowner does pay Reuse People America, but you're either paying for a trip to the landfill and disposal of the landfill, or you're paying Reuse People America to deconstruct it in a way that can be reused. So
That's a good point. That's how Reuse People of America, I assume, make their money.
Right.
Is that the homeowner gives them, the Reuse People charge the homeowner a fee to deconstruct the home. But the homeowner is doing the right thing in getting this material that is reusable back out on the market, rather than it typically just being, you know, bulldozed or knocked down and sent to a construction and demolition debris.
Correct. Landfill. Yeah, well, and then the homeowner gets a tax benefit of it as well for the donation of the material.
Ah.
And so all of the materials are appraised. And so they say the only downside to using reuse is time. It takes more time than demolition. Other than that, because of the tax break, they say that a lot of the time it can pay for itself and just the tax benefits.
Okay. I need to have Reuse People of America on the show. So I'm going to reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all there, hundreds and hundreds of feet of board available for sale, appliances, other, like you say, furnaces, hot water heaters or so. I mean, you name it, what could come out of a home is still usable. Is that Recycle Utah right now? And somehow you still have room for cars to come in and drop off.
Not a whole lot. So we're doing good deals. We are running out of space for cars because the lumber is taking a lot of space and there's more coming. So that's why we're having big Labor Day liquidation sale.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. So take advantage of Recycle Utah's lack of space and help them get this stuff out of there.
Right. And we want to see it reused. We'd rather see it go towards a project like that guy's treehouse or, you know, Troy's basement remodel project. We'd rather see it get reused than sent to the landfill. So.
Okay.
You're trying to get it out and find good homes.
Okay. Couple more minutes. Anything else going on at Recycle Utah? I mean, again, what is going on with the plastic market? What's the latest with plastics?
Right. At Recycle Utah, if you're familiar with our plastics tent, if you walk in there, the plastics on the left side, they're sent to a waste-to-energy facility in Croydon, Utah, which is about 30 miles away, and they're used as fuel to make cement. And we pay to have our plastics in that process. It is a good option given the markets. The plastics aren't going to China. They're not going in the ocean. They're going 30 miles away, and then they are reused as fuel.
And you're right. That's the best option right now.
Right. And this process happens a lot in Europe, and we're pretty lucky to work with a company that has facilities in Europe, and they're very under strict EPA regulations for how this process works. It is the best option we have for those plastics right now.
Okay.
So that's plastics on the left side. That's plastic bags and 3 through 7s. And then the right side is the drink bottles and milk jugs. And there are actually still markets for that. That is ground locally and then sourced out after that. Those plastics are rare to find as clean as Recycle Utah can get them. You know, we can get a bale of all drink bottles, a bale of all milk jugs. And that's very rare in the plastic recycling market. So we're able to stay competitive with those right now.
All right. Of course, the best form of recycling plastic is to not generate it.
And I encourage people to try one thing. You know, if you go to the store and you're like, oh, every time I go to the store, I buy my coffee and it ends up in this bag that I can't recycle, or it's plastic or something, like, I'm going to try to fix how I buy my coffee. I'm going to buy my coffee bulk. Or go to the store and you're like, hey, I put my apples in a plastic bag. Maybe you don't need a plastic bag anymore. Try one thing that you buy regularly and see if you can eliminate plastic one thing at a time. You know, the plastic-free July was really popular. It's really hard to cut all plastic all in one month.
Sure.
I encourage people to try one thing at a time. You know, maybe you want to buy that bamboo toothbrush instead of the plastic toothbrush. Start small, and then more and more things you'll find that you can eliminate plastic. So,
small steps, little steps, always a good place to start. So, all right, got to wrap up hours to come and get this material. You
Monday
extended
through,
hours?
Yes. We try not to. No. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5:30.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5:30. Come and get your lumber, your appliances. Build a whole entire home. from what you have there.
There's somebody that's doing that. There's somebody that's coming in that's trying to do a whole home from used
stuff. It works.
Yeah,
come by and recycle. All right, Carolyn Wara, Troy Holding, Recycle Utah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.